Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. There seems to have been a lot of confusion as of late as to what is the difference between red team and penetration testing. Since I heard it a couple times this past week, I'm going to dedicate this episode to the topic. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. So first things first, what is red teaming? Red teaming in general can be defined as a goal-based adversarial testing process. The term red teaming originated from the U.S. military during the 1960s, during the height of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. The term red team emerged from game theory approaches applied to war gaming and scenario simulations designed to emulate strategic decisions. The same red teaming concepts are applied today when testing security defenses in today's evolving cyber environments. Now, when folks ask me to describe what a red team engagement is, the answer is that it can vary widely and differently based on organizational needs. I've seen some red team engagements that operate as a capture the flag scenario and is try to capture the flag at all expenses and in all costs possible. And in those cases, it's a combination of cyber techniques to see what you can exploit logically. But also if your logical exploits fail, then there's a physical component as well, which might include breaking into the building. Alternatively, I've also seen red team engagements say, how well would my organization fare if we were under a wide-scale cyber attack? And in this scenario, you are starting to test your defenses against a multi-layered attack. You start to get a handle on or identify how well your staff is organized, your ability to detect, monitor different types of cyber events. It starts to test how well your applications hold up to a multi-layered attack, and even starts to test how your physical security controls for your organizations would hold up from a persistent threat. Now, if you were to hire a third-party organization to perform this red team type of engagement, the goals and rules of engagement are defined before the engagement starts. So as part of these steps, you're defining at what's safe to test, what's not safe to test, and like 50 Shades of Grey, what is your safe word to stop all testing because it's starting to hurt? Okay, so that's red teaming. So now what are the differences between penetration testing and red teaming? So the goal of penetration testing is to look at an environment and attempt to discover as many vulnerabilities and misconfigurations as possible. During the engagement process, a testing engineer will attempt to exploit the discovered vulnerabilities and misconfigurations. By attempting to exploit the vulnerabilities, it proves and validates that the vulnerabilities are true vulnerabilities and not false positives, or mitigated by other existing security controls within your environment. At the end of the engagement, the security engineer or penetration tester should list all of the exploits identified and the steps taken to prove that the exploit is actually valid and exists. So you can think of this report or these steps as kind of a how-to guide to recreate some of the exploits that have been reported for your environment. And note, these are not vulnerabilities. vulnerabilities is the first step into identifying an exploit. So if someone produces you a quote-unquote penetration test that is just a list of vulnerabilities, that person is actually just a vulnerability scanner or a scan jockey, and you should ask for your money back. So that's penetration testing. A red team engagement shares some similarities with a penetration test, but the goal is very different. The goal of a red team engagement is not just to test the environment and the systems within the environment, but to test your people and processes as well. How will your SOC or blue team react to an advanced persistent threat? Will they notice anybody exfiltrating data from your network? If presented with an infected USB drive, will your receptionist be willing to insert it into his or her computer? Red teams will utilize the same tools, tactics, and techniques utilized by adversaries in hopes of providing blue teams or defensive teams an accurate attack signature or how the organization would perform under cyber stress. Now, if you're listening to this and you're wondering what type of assessment do I need, my answer to that would be that it depends, and it depends on what your goals and objectives are. Are you looking for a test of just your systems or a specific systems? Do you want to know which system vulnerabilities exist in and whether those systems could be compromised or exploited by way of those vulnerabilities? If so, then I would recommend a penetration test. If you want to learn more about how your organization as a whole would respond in the event of a cyber attack, like what would happen if you were attacked, would you be able to respond, how quickly could you recover, are you interested in getting a holistic view on how your staff would respond or if you had the requisite skill sets in-house, if that's the case, then a red team engagement might be a better fit for you. So that's all I have for this week, and I'll catch you later. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com, and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.